Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that you've been working on ways to connect consumers with a local beef experience. Tell us more.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council has a new resource on its homepage for local beef. For those consumers looking for a local connection to a beef producer, there's many ways to buy local. You can look at labels at the grocery store, visit a farmer's market, or buy direct from a farm or ranch. To make this easier, our local beef page features a link to the Made in Oklahoma directory. We also have a guide that walks consumers through what to expect when they purchase beef through a locker plant. In other words, how much beef will they receive? We also developed a questionnaire to help a consumer walk through the purchasing process. So, for instance, what kind of steaks do you want and how thick do you want them? From OSU, we have a freezer guide for beef purchasing. And we also have beef cut charts and cookery information.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about local beef, go to oklabeef.org, look for the resources column, and select local beef. That's oklabeef.org.
Well, the cattle market today bounced back some in the feeder cattle. The live cattle, on the other hand, mixed. The April live cattle down 47 cents at 117.85. The June's down 12, 115.72. August up 12 at 116.85. And then the feeder cattle up $1.60 in April at 133.85. May feeders 65 higher at 137.67. August up $1.52 at 149.90. So a bit of an inside day from yesterday. We traded below the high and above the low. But we did bounce pretty significantly off of yesterday's low. But if you look back, going all the way back to the first part of April, like on the August feeders, for example, the high that day on April the 8th was 162.40. So the low yesterday was 147.10, roughly a little over $15 from the high to the low in, 16 trading days. So quite a bit of volatility. After the close today, we have a cattle on feed report. The estimates in general are about 106% on feed, so 6% larger than last year. Placements about 134% or 34% larger than last year. And then marketed 101%. But those numbers, don't be too alarmed. Last year at the same month, we were way down on our placements.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale at the ranch, Yukon, April 30th.
Well, the grain markets were steady in the corn. May corn was up 5 at 655, but December down 2.5 at 550 and 3/4. So those old crop, new crop spreads widened back out some. The soybeans are up anywhere from 1 to 6 cents. The May was up 6.5, 1539 and 3/4, and November at 1341.5, up 3.25. That's right up next to yesterday's high. So it wasn't new highs, but we're right there at it. So the high yesterday was at 1346.75, and today's high for the November beans was 45.75, so about a penny off of that. And then the wheats ended up today higher here. The July Chicago up 1.75, 712. July Kansas City up 5.75 at 680. New highs in the wheat. That's one good thing. It looks like the market believes that the cold weather will have an impact, and also there's some hail forecasted this afternoon and tonight here in with the southwestern and southern Oklahoma wheat crop headed out. That could mean something longer term, but the freeze is typically a bigger impact than a hailstorm, of course. But the market's locking it at this point. Currently, the stock market, Dow Jones is up 250. The S&P is up 47.5. Crude oil is up about 50 cents a barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.